Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is 327. Are you a motivated legal nurse consultant? It's easy to lose perspective when you work alone, as most independent LNCs do. It is easy to not be motivated and to slip into bad habits and mindsets. How can you avoid this, and how do you stand up to the test? Here are some signs that you're motivated. You have written goals that you review every day. Your goals cover these aspects: recreation and fun, family and friends, financial, health, business and career, personal and lifestyle. You include time frames by which you want to achieve your goals. Second point, you recognize that life and business have ups and downs. My son taught me this expression: you cannot enjoy the highs unless you also have the lows. You know that every business and every life has tough times, and that your tough time will eventually end. Number three, you're a positive person. Because you seek positive experiences, you encounter them. You look at a situation and you see the bright side. You keep a gratitude journal and you document what you appreciate and are thankful for. After spending several days in Washington, D.C., I became grateful for being able to walk without pain, to have enough money that I didn't have to beg, and to have a normal face. I saw a man who was missing half of his face. He was walking with two other guys and he was laughing. Number four, you can sniff out a negative person in a heartbeat. A motivated LNC knows that negative people are toxic and they can destroy your mood and ambition. You ignore negative people and you realize their worldview is not your worldview. Number five, you associate with positive, motivated people and you look for them both within the LNC world and in the world outside our field. Number six, you love to learn. You know that legal nurse consulting and medical legal issues change and evolve. Your learning does not end, and you see that as a good thing. Number seven, you take control of situations that are your responsibility. You recognize there are situations and people you cannot control. You turn off your accountability meter, that invisible sense of wanting to fix things when warranted. For example, I watched a woman parallel park on a Washington, D.C. street and deliberately leave the car in front of her without any room to get out of that space. By deciding to not point out what she had done, I turned off my accountability meter. I'm sure there are other traits of a motivated LNC. These seven are the ones that I find to make a lot of difference for success. What traits do you want to add to this list? Working with attorneys requires a great self-image, self-confidence, and a willingness to stand up for yourself. A positive mindset eliminates a lot of problems. Before we continue, listen to what I have for you. I've gotten so many questions on how to start a legal nurse consulting business, so I wrote a book on the topic. It's called, not surprisingly, How to Start an LNC Business. This book is for you if you're in the early stages of your business or you want to move to a higher level of success. You will gain the principles for building a strong LNC business. I'll show you how to start SMART goals, that you can hold yourself accountable to and how to track and measure your results. You'll get concrete information about having a sound operating plan and mastery over your finances. The book shares tips on how to organize your money, track income and expenses using calendars, budgets, logs, and accounting software. This book is really geared to the legal nurse consultant who is searching for tips to jumpstart the business. The tips and principles in this book will help you gain success in starting or growing your LNC practice. Order the book using the link in the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on your order. When legal nurse consultants talk to me about fee and collection issues, often their mindset, communication, or self-confidence factors affect finances. Here's how to avoid this trap. Listen to the guidance of Ben Glass, Esquire, a plaintiff attorney in Virginia who shared his perspective on how to avoid collection problems when he talked with some of my LNC Academy coaching clients. Legal nurse consultant collection issues are not unique to LNCs, but that happens when there's a fear that if you don't do the work first and you get paid later, or if you don't cut your prices, you won't make any money, and therefore there'll be never another lawyer who calls you. It's the same thing with lawyers who are doing non-contingent fee work. They face the same issues, and the way to get out of that game is to establish yourself as an LNC who is choosy about which attorneys he or she will work with. The best self-defense is to have a big enough group of clients so that you can stop working with people who are not full of integrity. Get paid up front and don't fall into that zone where you think you must play by the lawyer's rules in order to get clients. If a neurosurgeon says, "Send me the records and send me a check for $5,000, the attorney is not going to say, "No, here are the records," because the doctor is going to say, "I'm not going to review the records without that check." You should have that same attitude because you are valuable. You bring a great value to law firms and to attorneys who need you. There's no reason in the world why you shouldn't be getting paid first. Have honest and open communication with a lawyer. Don't undervalue or underestimate how much time it's going to take you to do a case. You are valuable to the lawyer. You're part of that team. Don't get intimidated by lawyers just because they're lawyers. And here's the last point. If you want leverage on someone who's jerked you around and not paid your bill, complain to the State Bar Association. That will get you paid if you've done the work. You've got the contract. It's not small claims court. It's not whining on the internet. Make an ethics complaint. That's using your leverage. And it's best to have great communications at the beginning, do a great job, and have a line of people waiting to get in to see you. Don't charge bottom dollar fees, because when you charge bottom dollar fees, you're perceived as a bottom dollar vendor. You are special. You have expertise. Give the lawyer a Tiffany's level experience. Over-deliver and make sure they know that you're over-delivering. And if you are in the beginning stages of your business, be sure to order How to Start an LNC Business by going to the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.